example for us of Sabbath, of rest from our work. Sometimes that means that we're away from church too, and while I'm not endorsing that, I know it happens. And I just want to lift up today some examples of travel in the Bible and how God goes with us on the roads that God calls us to walk. God's people have been pretty well traveled since the beginning. Adam and Eve had to pack up and move out of the Garden of Eden pretty quickly. Noah and his family had a long cruise on the ark. And then, of course, there were those Israelites that we heard about today who wandered in the desert for 40 years. In our reading, they had just set up their camp at the base of Mount Sinai. Moses hikes up the mountain to talk to God, and God reminds the people that they aren't just camping. They're flying on the Holy Eagle Express. God says, "I have carried you like on the eagle's wings." And God traveled with them all the way through those 40 years, all the way until they got to the Promised Land. Jesus was a big traveler too. Our gospel today tells us about how Jesus was traveling around. That's where we join him. He's on the road, preaching the good news, teaching and healing every disease and every sickness. Then he says, the gospel writer tells us some words that always kind of touched my heart and capture my imagination. It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. I bet we feel like that sometimes. Imagine Jesus out traveling and being mobbed by people, hungry for direction, for food, for healing and good news. And he just looks at them and has compassion for them. With just one look, Jesus can see that these people need help. So Jesus calls his team together. He gathers the disciples and gives them the power to do what he's doing, preaching, teaching, and healing. And he sends them out with instructions. Find the lost sheep of Israel. Preach the good news. Cure the sick and pack light. They go out only with God's power to care for those harassed and helpless sheep. I had the chance to go out in Jesus' name this week. I'm doing a program through Marquette University called Pastoral Leadership in a Cultural Context. How's that for an academic name? I'm in a group with other Lutheran pastors, Catholic priests, and pastors from other denominations. We gather four times a year over 2 years to learn about and focus on different issues facing our world and our church. We had read articles for our summit this time about the generational effects of poverty, redlining that kept Blacks, Hispanics, Jews, and Polish people out of entire towns, and how we all pay a price when our world lives this way. But reading about someone is not the same as walking with them. This week, we toured different social agencies around Milwaukee, heard from leaders of social change, and different programs to help people, like prison, like reentry after someone's been in prison, addiction recovery programs, and food providers. We walked around the Amani neighborhood, one of the most impoverished neighborhoods in the country, with the highest rate of incarcerated people in the nation. We pulled up in vans to Moody Park, a gorgeous place with a brand new splash pad, which looked pretty good on Monday when it was 90 degrees, right next to our Avenue School and a children's hospital clinic. This beautiful heart of the neighborhood was hard won by its residents and leaders, and it gave me hope. But from there we walked, accompanied by church leaders from the neighborhood, by their local aldermen, and people from the mayor's office. As we got further from the park, we saw blocks full of abandoned homes, lots of litter, and convenience stores. And we saw people, kids and babies, adults and teens, who live in a place that we don't like to think about or go to. I've always felt when I see people like this, that I could be them, or they could be me, if we had just been born in different places. I could have lived there just as easily as here. But one thing I do know is that God lives there, just as much as God lives here. And Jesus sends us there to cure the sick, to cleanse the diseased, to cast out demons of poverty and the ways that our world supports it. Jesus said that if we want to find him, he would be in the poor, the sick, the naked, and the hungry, and the imprisoned. Christ is in those places, and he sends us out into the world with his power to bring good news and healing. And we will find that we'll meet him in the very people that we think we have come to heal. And I bet when we do those things in his name, we find blessing and healing for ourselves that we didn't expect. As I said earlier, on August 27th, we have the opportunity to take a trip with Jesus to another place that where he lives with our brothers and sisters at All People's Church in Milwaukee's Harambe neighborhood. We go there knowing that God goes with us and that God is there. We will worship with God's family and help bring a little more of God's kingdom here on earth. We go with Jesus and we go to Jesus. I hope and pray that you'll make it a priority to be a part of this very important time. I guarantee that you will see God and be blessed by God on that trip. And if you don't, I'll buy you coffee and we'll talk about it. It will bring joy to your heart, and it will bring joy to God's heart to see us worshiping together. We often describe life as a journey, and faith is often described as a journey too. Whether we stay in the same house for 30 years or not, life changes. The world changes. But the Word of God remains our guide. We seek to follow God's commands, and we are always loved and treasured by God. If at any point along the road we run into bumps or we get tired, we trust that God will use that to produce character and hope in us, like we heard in the reading from Romans. When we see those in our world who look helpless and hopeless, we can remember how Jesus looked at them with compassion, and that he sent his people out to care for them. And we can go, in Christ's name, to bring some healing into this world. Maybe it means going to All People's, or feeding the hungry, or working for social change, but I think it means all three. Summer is a time for us to get out and journey with God. It's a time for vacations and a time for trying new things. So we can all travel with Jesus as we go out today. And we are literally asking you to bring Jesus with you as you go on your travels. Flat Jesus. We did this a few years ago at Grace, and I'll explain it again for new people or if you weren't familiar. We have these little sheets. Anna colored this one for us. Thank you, Anna. And you can color it. If you are nervous about coloring it, you can just leave it blank. It's okay. It's not an art contest. So we want you to take Flat Jesus with you out and about on your travels this summer, to weddings, to parties, vacations, trips, all that fun stuff. And take pictures of Flat Jesus and you, if you'd like, on your travels, and send it back to us at Grace. There's the Flat Jesus sheets are out in the gathering space, and there's a little sheet here that explains what to do and where to send your pictures. It's just a way for us to remember that as we go out, Christ goes with us and meets us and travels with us in all the places that we go. And I am so thankful for that. As you all go out, pray for safe travels for all of us, and that God will be with us and show us his face in new ways. Amen.